This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want you to notice the authority of Jesus when he said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." I want you to think about how nuts that is, how crazy it is if you're not God. If you're not the Lord God Almighty, you don't go up to someone in a casket and say, "Get up," unless you've lost your mind. But Jesus said it calmly, with authority, with power and humility. "Young man, I say to you, get up." And you know, one of the most touching verses in all of the Bible, Jesus gave him back to his mother. Listen carefully, someday the Lord's going to give you back to somebody. And someday the Lord's going to give someone back to you. And I really mean that. I don't say that to be maudlin, to be, you know, mystical and whatever. It's true. To be absent from the body, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, is to be present with the Lord. Another observation I make about this text is that the man who was dead accepted being resurrected. He didn't deserve it. He just accepted it. You catch that? When he was resurrected, he didn't say, "I don't deserve this. I'm going back to the death." No. He just accepted what the Lord did. What's my point? When you came to Christ, you don't earn your forgiveness. You accept. You don't earn the pardon. You accept what the Lord has done. And don't ever forget that. It's not something we earn. It's something we accept. It's a free gift of God. That's what grace means. Gift. It's the free gift of God. Sue Monk Kidd was a nurse for years. Then she became an author. She's probably one of the most prolific authors today. Some of you have books by her. She said her husband was very sick in the hospital. She said, "Soon after midnight, I arose from my tiny sleepless cot in my husband's hospital room. He was terribly sick. Beyond the window, no moon shone. Not even a street lamp pierced the darkness that churned against the window pane. It seemed like the night had conspired with the darkness in my soul, with the churning anguish I felt over my husband's precarious situation. As my fears blackened, I pulled on my shoes and I fled out into the hospital corridor where dim light laced the wall with shadows. Tears trembled on my face. A sob crowded my throat. A few feet away, I saw the visitor's elevator. Its doors opened. I ducked inside and fumbled with the buttons. As it swept me up, my sobs gave way, echoing anonymously along the elevator's pathway. I don't know how many times I rode up and down the elevator. But who would notice and who would care? It was the middle of the night. Suddenly, I heard a soft ping and the elevator door stopped. The doors opened. Inside stepped an elderly man with thinning white hair and eyes that searched, the tears streaming down my face. He pushed a button and dug into his pocket. As we lurched upward, he handed me a neatly folded handkerchief. I wiped my eyes, staring into his kind, steady gaze until his compassion reached my heart like the first fingers of morning sun, dispelling the light. God was strangely present in that elevator, as if he were there in the old man's face. The door swished open. I thanked the stranger, handed him back his handkerchief, damp and soiled with my anguish. Then he nodded and gave me a gentle smile and slipped away into the darkness of that floor. Now listen to this. As I returned to my husband's room, I was quite sure God does not fail us in our distress. His compassion is everywhere, and the tenderest promise of the Bible is true. God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. And he will. He will, one way or the other. Have you ever thought about God using you as a person of comfort?
Well, with that question, we'll leave you till tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.